The federal government's Green Loans Programme appears to be in trouble. This is the scheme where you can get a free assessment of your home's sustainability and then take out an interest-free loan to make it greener. We've had an enormous response to our coverage of the issue last Thursday when Green Senator Christine Milne called the scheme a debacle.
Well, in theory, it's a fantastic program. It's something the Greens have promoted and would love to see being implemented effectively. But it's suffering from what I can only describe as gross maladministration by the federal government, by Minister Garrett's department. We now have 5,000 people who have been trained and accredited, and another 5,000 trained and not yet accredited. And so with 10,000 people, there isn't going to be sustainable work. The program's likely to run out in the next couple of months, and all of those people will be left high and dry.
Senator Milne has asked the Auditor General to take a look at the scheme, and she'll pursue it in Senate estimates this week. We received, a deluge of emails, that's the only way to put it, from people who've been trained as assessors for the Green Loan Scheme and from householders who've had the assessment done but still haven't received their reports. Frustration is the prevailing emotion. Here's a sample from the assessors.
As an assessor with the Green Loans Program since its inception, I am writing to express my bitter disappointment with the way the program is currently operating and managed, and the manner in which assessors are being treated. Since the beginning of the year, the program has been an unmitigated disaster. My business partner and I have been attempting to book assessments since the call centre resumed operating, without any success. We have waited for periods of up to 45 minutes, only to be told that due to high volumes, please call later, or when a number has been left to return the call, no contact has been forthcoming. On the 21st of January, I emailed through assessment bookings prior to the system reverting back to the call centre and have yet to receive a response, which means that for the past 2 weeks, we have not been able to make a booking, which means we cannot earn an income. The calendar was changed at the end of the year with promises that we will soon be able to make our own bookings. This has not eventuated. We hear many rumours about the life of the program, which for those of us relying on the work as our sole income is extremely unsettling. For a program that was clearly anticipated to run for 4 years, I can only say that it has been grossly mismanaged.
I am one of the many assessors that joined this program to help make a positive difference to the environment. I've done everything asked of me by the department and the Association of Building Sustainability Assessors. I've paid for training, I've paid for insurances and police checks and signed contracts. I've made myself available for assessments. When assessments weren't forthcoming from Green Loans, I started generating my own assessments by self-promotion and door knocking. Before Christmas, things were going okay, as I was able to book assessments through the call centre. Since the Christmas break and the software upgrade to the portal, I've only been able to book 2 jobs by email and 4 jobs via the call centre, after waiting on hold for over 4 hours. Now this week, I can't even book jobs as the call centre number just tells me to call back later. I've called 60 plus times so far and no answer. I'm having to contact homeowners who want an assessment to tell them I can't carry them out and to rearrange a new time. This I've had to do multiple times now. I'm not earning any income while all this goes on. So much for green jobs, hey?
And here's some calls from the householders.
My assessment was done on the 1st of December last year, and I was told to expect a report within 10 working days. I have heard nothing, despite emailing the department, phoning, writing to the minister, and to the opposition spokesman Hunt. This is a complete debacle.
We had a sustainability assessment in October last year. However, we have not yet received a report, and we've not been able to contact the company who made the assessment. We would really like to access the Green Loan Scheme, so we're frustrated at the lack of response.
I was completely unaware of the Green Loan Scheme until I received a business card in the letterbox last October, stating that an assessor was in my area. I duly got him to come and do an assessment. I got my ladder out for him so that he could check the insulation in the ceiling. He was quite thorough. However, due to an apparent glitch in the computer software, my assessment had not been completed by December. I rang and another appointment was made for another assessor to come to my house. This assessor did not check my insulation and was far less thorough than the first man. Surely the assessors would be competency tested before being accredited, so the assessments being completed are consistent. 2 weeks later, my original assessment arrived, making me wonder if the Greens Loan Office had anyone in charge. A great scheme, but very poor execution.
Now, we should say we have received some positive reports too. Here's one of them.
We've just had our green loan go through, and I've been quite happy with the process. However, I'm starting to feel quite fortunate having now heard about the glaring inadequacies of the program. We live in North Queensland, and in our experience, we received a prompt assessment by a local well-established company. The assessment was processed quite efficiently, and once I finally managed to get all the quotes together, the local credit union seemed to move through, having all the approvals in place very quickly. From my point of view, the only drawback I could see was that the assessment missed obvious recommendations that would have greatly improved the sustainability of our house, such as shading. It would be such a shame to see this potentially worthwhile incentive program that can make a real difference for sustainability and the average Australian fall in a heap because the government just can't get it right.
Thanks for all your calls and comments and indeed massive response on this. We have contacted the Environment Minister Peter Garrett's office. We contacted it on Friday. We contacted the office again today, but they tell us he is too busy to talk to us today. We will try again tomorrow. We do think it's worth following up. This is Life Matters with me, Richard Addy. You're on ABC Radio National.